This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Picture a prehistoric human encampment in a cave. What do you see? Maybe some animal hides, bones from last night's dinner, a small fire. But what you might not picture are the other cave dwellers, like bats and the bugs that suck their blood.
The bed bugs that we all know and love from hotel rooms and apartments and all that were originally bat parasites.
Martin Adams is an archaeoentomologist with Paleo Insect Research. It's a private business in Portland, Oregon. Adams and his colleague Dennis Jenkins analyzed the remains of bedbug cousins recovered from one of those prehistoric camps, the Paisley Caves in eastern Oregon. And they pinned the insects to three different species within the Simix genus, the same genus as bedbugs. Now, these bugs are bat parasites, not the species that commonly bite humans, but they ranged from 5,100 to 11,000 years old, making them the oldest example of blood-sucking bedbug relatives cohabitating with humans. The study's in the Journal of Medical Entomology. As to whether the cave-dwelling humans were as paranoid as modern humans about the infestation?
The humans living in Paisley Caves probably knew that there were bats living in the caves. I sincerely doubt that they knew that there were bat bugs infesting the bats.
But make no mistake, bat bugs will still suck human blood if need be, which may in fact be the origin of the modern hotel pests. So don't let the bed bugs bite, or the bat bugs either.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.